Morning Edition commentator Mary Sojourner has turned 61, and to celebrate, she's published a collection of short stories called Delicate Stories of Light and Desire. Sojourner writes of single moms, aging hippies, northern Arizonians in boots and t-shirts, and her tales are anything but delicate. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has more.
Mary Sojourner's characters eat real breakfasts, pancakes, hash browns, sausages, every day. They're working people, roofers and waitresses, who deal with loss, loneliness, ex-lovers. In Bayer House, a woman named Ray discovers she's HIV positive. It's a crisis, Sojourner writes.
Crises for single aging women range from the fuzzy spot on the mammogram to 5 years since the last time you slept with another human being, to one MBA or electronic gadget being hired to replace you and two other employees, the difference between the MBA and the gadget being negligible.
And what it turns out that Ray really needs is to be with her friends. So she comes out to northern Arizona and she pays a visit. And how does she spend her time while she's visiting this HIV-positive woman? What does she do?
Well, she spends part of her time learning to pray, not to pray in a religious manner, but to pray in a deeply soulful manner. She spends her time drinking weird teas that are supposed to help her. She scoots around Sedona, which they refer to as the little town that t-shirts made. And then they go together to a petroglyph site, and they have no idea what's going to happen. But during the visit, Ray comes home to herself.
Yeah. This story is so real that at the end, I want to ask, how is she? Can you tell me that, Mary?
Well, she's fine. She's based on a real person who is a potter, who's a big woman, who is body and abundant and would probably make the same kind of mistake that Ray made. But that woman is perfectly healthy.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because really what you're writing about is it could have gone the other way, because this is a story of loss, but it's also of tremendous closeness and of middle-aged women who are sexual. You write, they're women with good legs, but, here are your words, discovering that our faces and bodies in men's eyes no longer exist.
Oh, you bet.
Unquote. And, you know, it seems to me there's not a lot of fiction written about that, about older women with sex still on their minds.
It's interesting. I think that 20 years ago there was. I remember Marilyn French specifically writing about women in their 40s, who at the time people thought of as older women, and wrote quite juicily about women having sex. But it seems to have faded from public consciousness. And the truth of the matter is that women are sensual up until the day they die.
God bless us. Would you read another section, please?
Sure.
This is the very start of your story, Armageddon Coffee.
I've had 3 dates in the last 2 years. More accurately, 3 endless dinners from which I drove myself home. One in a veggie cafe, the second at the VFW fish fry, the third a theoretically charming picnic on the floor of a divorcee's condo. Here, verbatim, are samples of what the gentleman said. I'd love to hang out with you. Not romantically, just as good friends. I haven't really given up on finding a maiden to braid my hair. I can't cut the mustard like I used to, but hell, honey, we're getting kind of old for that. And my personal favorite, I like women. All my best friends are women. I can't really talk with other men, especially how I feel about Jennifer, my ex-wife.
Oh, Mary, I think, are there choruses of laughter pealing across America from women of this age who have been in that situation?
Well, you know, we're the women who came through the sexual revolution. And I'm blessed to know younger women who understand what we did. I mean, we took our lives, we took our spirits, we took them in our own hands. I think we had encouragement from women our own age. We had some encouragement from older women because there was always that rare, feisty woman in her 50s or 60s who, when I was 30, I got to see, and I got to say, hey, I want to be like her. And we burn. I mean, we're on fire, and I don't think that flame is going to go out.
Yeah. Let's talk about the last story in this collection. It's the title story of the book, Delicate, and it's about a woman and her lover, and he is watching her dying of cancer. It's an amazing story, and I think most amazing because it's not at all sentimental.
Thank you. I've often told people that my favorite place to occupy is where the tacky and the glorious come together. And I think, which is, of course, why I adore Vegas, but I think when you occupy that intersection, there is no sentimentality. There's nothing shallow. If you can stand solidly in that place, and that's where Honey and Frank stand. I mean, they meet in a topless bar. You know, they meet in a bar where all this outrageous stuff is going on the stage. He's a non-vet, and he comes out of a desperately poor childhood. She's a working woman raising a kid. And that's me. I mean, I like to think that I write out of my own history, and I write for people who too often these days aren't getting their stories told. How can you be sentimental about that?
Mary Sojourner, her new collection is called Delicate, Stories of Light and Desire. She lives in Flagstaff, Arizona, where sometimes on a beautiful day, she writes, the sky is really turquoise and your shadow moves ahead of you like it was glad. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.